On today's episode of The Front Row, we are at the Creative Movement Studio on the campus of Texas Tech University in the office of Dr. Allie Duffy, who is on the faculty of the dance faculty here at Texas Tech University, and she is also the co-founder and director of the Flatlands Dance Theater, which has a performance coming up in the Hub City. Allie, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
For folks who may not know what the Flatlands Dance Theater is, just give us a little bit of background on the organization itself.
Flatlands Dance Theater is a nonprofit professional dance company here in Lubbock. We were founded in 2010, and every year we put on productions that involve dance, theater, interdisciplinary collaboration. We have a community engagement and outreach component of our company, which involves some dance education for both adults and children. And we like to just stay active in the community as much as possible. We're usually on the First Friday Art Trail, and we do a lot of collaboration here at Texas Tech.
So it sounds like kind of the best of both worlds. You've got access to academia, but you're an outside organization, and really what Town and Gown is kind of all about, sounds like.
Exactly. That was one of the main reasons to found the company, is to make connections with our terrific community and find places that are historically under-resourced or underserved and try to meet those needs.
Right. So you get to work in the community in a lot of ways that you've just described, and also give students here at the university, I would guess, a chance for professional experience.
Yes, we do have students working with us, and so they get paid to dance with their professors in some cases, which is a really cool experience.
Right. What's not to like about that kind of collaboration?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, the Flatlands Dance Theater has a production coming up. Tell us about it.
Our production is called Book Club, and we are really passionate about books, about libraries, about learning, about reading and writing. A lot of us in the company are educators, and we wanted to devote an entire show to all things reading and writing and books. So we collaborated with the Lubbock Public Libraries and Literacy Lubbock, and we're going to produce a show. There are six world premiere dance works that will happen, and from six different choreographers, and John Whitfield is a visual artist in our community who I've collaborated with on my work, specifically because one of his media is working with books to make sculpture, that's been a terrific part of this process. We really want to instill a love, a love of reading in our audience members, and we're going to have some book giveaways, and we've been really passionate about this project.
Great. When and where is the performance?
It will be on a Thursday, October 5th, and Saturday, October 7th. And then First Friday will sit right in between those two dates, and it will be at the Luca Firehouse Theater downtown.
All right, so that's coming up next week. Great.
Yes.
Is it a ticketed event?
It is, okay. Yes. You can get tickets at selectaseatlubbock.com or at the door.
Okay, great. Well, kind of take us through the program a little bit. What do you have planned for people to enjoy?
Yeah, well, the first half of the show is a little more child-friendly. We wanted to introduce some lighthearted concepts. So we have one dance called Writer's Block that was choreographed by one of our board members, actually, Valerie Hill. And she's looking at what it is to be a writer, sort of engaged in this process of figuring out which idea is the best idea to pursue. And it's really comic and fun, and it's a lot of fun. And then we have another work about the book The Grapes of Wrath, another work about Shel Silverstein poems. And then the second half of the show, we take a more serious turn. We're seeing what's happening with censorship and banning of certain materials across the country, and we believe in everyone's right to read exactly what they want and everyone's right to access any book that they want. And so Sarah Mondel and I are taking on the more serious task of threatened and banned literature in the second half of the evening. And so that's what our evening looks like.
Right. Well, I'm just amazed at your ability to collaborate and work with people. I don't know that I've ever run across anybody who you just, every time I talk to you, you have a whole new set of people that you're working with and today you talked about working with Sarah Mondel, mm-hmm. who was a teacher of my daughter's when she was at Hutch, and she loved her.
I bet she did.
And
of course
she's
she did.
A wonderful dancer and a wonderful visionary and has all kinds of ideas. Mm-hmm. And that leads me to my next question. How do you come up with ideas for your shows? How do you come up with the people you want to work with? And then how do you execute those ideas? I know that's a lot, but I know that people, when they go to a show, they want to know how it came to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Well, I rely on the collectivity of our company, and that's how we founded it as a collective, as a collaborative endeavor. It's something I've always enjoyed, sharing ideas with other people and then letting our best ideas rise to the surface in order to make something. And so with this one, it was really Sarah Mondel, Chris Olson, and I who were passionate about making a project about books. And we thought, okay, who is in the community that we really want to work with? We really want to champion librarians and the wonderful expertise they bring to our children and our entire community. And so we reached out to the organizations that were doing these things that we admire so much. And we started to have meetings. And what can we do together? What can we make? And then we brought choreographers into the process who were interested in being a part of it. And we would start to talk about, okay, what kind of angle can we bring to this topic? And we narrowed a few down. A lot of people came with a lot of different ideas. And we would say, well, this idea of yours seems different than anything else in the show. Can you pursue that one? And that's sort of where I, as the director, come in to sort of help people shape their decision making so that we can have a diverse show that takes audiences on a little journey. And then we bring the dancers into the process, and you never know what that's going to be like as a choreographer. Depending on the choreographer, you might have someone that comes in and just teaches movement to dancers, or in my case, I really want to bring dancers' personal lives and experiences into the creative process. So we talk a lot about their experiences, their favorite books, what experiences they've had with things like having their voice silenced, or when they've stepped into the world of a new book and discovered something new and the joy that that brought. So all of these things, it sort of seems disorganized to talk about it, and it sort of feels disorganized. But then when you keep meeting for rehearsal or to talk about how things are going, things start to take shape and you start to figure out where each dance fits into an evening. And it always seems to come together, so I guess it's working.
Do some of your dances have a musical accompaniment?
Yeah, well, they all have musical accompaniment, but we're not using any live music in this show, which, frankly, I'm sad about. We usually do, and this one just, it didn't work out that way this time. Yeah. I know we'll be using a lot of live music in our next show, but not this one.
Okay, right. Well, and that's a whole other component. What are you going to choose? What is it going to sound like? How does it set the mood?
Exactly.
That's all of these things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's just, I just admire your creativity and
thank
how you,
you
get all of this together. I think that you do such great work here at the university, but also in the community. And I think it's really something to be celebrated.
Thanks.
So these performances coming up Thursday and Saturday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's right.
And at the Firehouse Theater, did you say?
Yes.
At Luca?
Uh-huh.
And tickets are at?
SelectASeatLubbock.com, or you can also buy them at the door.
Okay. And it sounds like it's family friendly
it
all
is.
Across the range, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yep, everyone's welcome.
All right. The show is titled Book Club by the Flatlands Dance Theater, and our guest today on the front row has been Allie Duffy. Allie, thank you as always so much for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.